the preparation of the gifts. The fathers of the church describe Christ's incarnation with the phrase admirable exchange that still forms part of the Christmas Mass prayers. Admirable exchange is what the offertory is all about. Now, some of the faithful, representing us all, bring the gifts of bread and wine to the altar. The priest and altar servers prepare the altar. We present our gifts to God at this point as we praise Him in song. The money we give shows that our daily work forms part of the Mass. We offer our labors to God through the church, who will use the money for works of charity, for the support of priests and the church's needs. What we offer, then, is not merely something external. Our whole lives are an offering to God. We place our very selves upon the altar. Like the bread and wine, our lives are the result of God's gift and our own work, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. We give these to God now so that He can transform them into Christ Himself, so that the Eucharist can nourish us to live Christ's life in our world. We give what is human and receive what is divine. An admirable exchange indeed. To consecrate something means to set it apart. Sunday is a whole day that is consecrated. It is set apart for worshiping God, for rest, and for family time. The gifts that we bring to the altar are set apart for God. They will soon be consecrated in another sense, transformed into Christ. As the water was turned into wine in the wedding at Cana, we pray that our lives are transformed as well. As the priest prepares the gifts, he pours a drop of water into the wine and says, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." This, in a nutshell, is why we come to Mass. Through our baptism, we were set apart for God. He placed the seal of His love upon us. We were slaves to our own sins, not a free people. Christ paid the price for us. To redeem means to buy back. He purchased our freedom for us, but the price was His own blood. Like the father of the prodigal son, God doesn't accept us back as servants, but as sons and daughters, as co-heirs with Christ of a heavenly kingdom. This awesome mystery of our littleness and God's greatness is symbolized and made real in the preparation of the gifts. Our hearts cry out like the psalmist, "How can I repay the Lord for all the good done for me?" And with him our hearts respond, "I will raise the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people."